Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're back. This last hour. And listen, we're going to go right back to Rand. He's going to make a few comments to back up what Sister Nancy said. Then Sister Nancy's going to go. Well, she's got a little program she's going to take off on Heroes and Heroines. So go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, I just was thinking about what Miss Nancy ended with going into this last break about Russia and NATO. Well, you know, NATO would allow Russia in there with open arms if Russia would agree to go along with certain laws and policies of NATO. I mean, that's the whole problem over there, looks like to me anyway. Is that the reason that all this is going on isn't about Russia invading Ukraine, but it's about the West wanting to push their ideology on Russia and wanting to go along with, you know, the same-sex marriage, the LGBT, blah, 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 the New World money, so to speak, you know, and Russia's involved and one of the leaders in this BRICS new money that seems to be on its way, which is in direct conflict with the West, and I think they gaining more countries almost every day, so to speak, that's joining the BRICS alliance. But anyway, I just wanted to say about Russia. Miss Nancy's got a few things, but we'll come back to Russia again in a few minutes before we end this third hour. And talk a little bit about how things are escalating over there. At a time when, right. You know, we talked about a whole hour about a daggum circus going on in Washington, and they're, you know, kind of mouthing back and forth at each other. And at the same time, on the other side of the world, we're almost at the brink of nuclear war. I mean, these Russians,
right,
you know.
Right.
But anyway, you go ahead with what you got, and we'll come back to Russia in a few minutes.
Those are great points you made, Rand.
Well,
those are great points.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'd like to pitch out is that I did not realize or do not know exactly how many sanctions we have laid on Russia. Now, I think this has been going on for quite a few years. This didn't just happen this year. And years ago, I tried to get a list of sanctions that America has on various countries. I don't know. I approached it in some way, and of course, you don't get any kind of logical answer from the big boys. But I still say that sanctions are basically acts of war. And of course, like I say, we've got sanctions on Russia preceding this involvement in Ukraine. But anyway, back to just another issue, something that we've done in the past. I'm listing a few of the white heroes and heroines. I don't think I've got any heroines on this list, so we can always defer to Monica as a white heroine. But my friend Olaf Childress, he was a former editor of the First Freedom newspaper.
Yes.
I thought highly of him. He was a wonderful man. Governor Lester Maddox, who I also knew personally. Matthew Hale, who I've never met him, but he's doing 40 years for a non-crime. And he is a classical violinist, very well educated man. He was a lawyer. He was refused the permission to become a lawyer in the state of Illinois because he had bad thoughts. He had bad opinions. That's why he's behind bars anyway.
Nancy, what did
and
he do?
And all of our political.
Expand on him a little bit.
It's kind of complicated. What he did, he was involved in preaching, basically talking. He was in creation religion, and that he was a follower of that religion, which is basically believing in nature. And he was educated as a lawyer, but what happened? He was preaching. He was publicly talking about the Jews and the blacks. And at some point there was a lawsuit that involved a it's a stamp that you have for your business. This was a very minor lawsuit that he was actually going to win it. And what happened? He had a snitch. He was involved with a snitch, a federal snitch, and the snitch had him on tape questioning killing this female judge. And of course, Matthew Hale said he wanted nothing to do with it. And you know what? Even though on this snitch's audio tape, Matthew Hale said he wanted nothing to do with anything illegal, they still indicted him and gave him a 40-year term. And he spent about 18 years in solitary at the maximum prison in Colorado. It's a very, you know, where the terrorist of the world, he's considered a terrorist. And what is really terrible, he's been transferred to a much more lenient prison in Illinois, where he's originally from. But he has been put into some kind of communications unit. He's not in solitary confinement. I think it was a big relief for him to realize that he could be in a place where there were other people he could talk to. But in the last 6 months, they have not even allowed him to have any contact, outside contact. The only contact he can have is with his family, and his mother has died within the year. Damn. So she was very, very active and close to him. So, I mean, I don't know what he could possibly do that would have made it so that he could now have no comment. He can't communicate with anyone outside of his family, and it's been going on for months. Now, what has he done? I have no idea, because you can't contact him. I did send him a birthday present. I mean, a birthday card. His birthday is the 27th of this month. I don't know if he'll get it or if it'll be rejected.
That was very nice of you to do that.
I have tried to write to him. And then I wanted to talk about John Allen Coe, a young Christian who volunteered to fight in Rhodesia. He took off, and after he graduated from college, the day after he graduated from college in forestry, he went to fight in Rhodesia, signed up for, instead of 3 years, which was the typical length of time, he signed up for 5 years. And last Wednesday, which was July the 19th, would be the day that he was killed in 1975, almost 50 years ago. His death was... could have been prevented. It's a story that someone sent him to check on two men who were actually killed, and they did not clear the black terrorist out before they sent John Allen Coe in. He was a medic, and of course he was shot and killed. And only days before that, he had decided to give up after 3 years, and he had become engaged to a young lady there in Rhodesia. So he was quite a man, quite a young man, a very handsome young man. And three men died that day, that very day. One was from South Africa, one was from Rhodesia. Now, these were not men who were fighting for money, or they were not there for glory. They were actually, John Allen Coe went there, he knew very well what he was fighting against. He was fighting against the communists, and his family were strong Christians. They went back to the early Mennonites. He has a brother living in Hansville, Alabama, and his older brother, but his mother and father passed away. And I would like to also say that one of the great white heroes, as far as I'm concerned, is Eddie Miller. I think Eddie Miller is a hero, a brave man. He's a very brave man.
Well, I think y'all are too.
And I want to... Yeah, he is, because he's taken the bull by the horns, and it takes guts. I'll tell you, I think it takes guts. Although he's put us in jeopardy, that's for damn sure.
Well, I tell you, I think the same thing y'all about me. Thank you so much.
Randy's
really
trying to get us killed.
Anyway, well, that's why I said.
Anyway,
that's why y'all had to
stop.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why I said y'all had to stay by the microphone while I went to eat chocolate cake. Man, I was hungry. I could eat the skunk out of a... Go ahead.
I want to comment on something I received in the mail from a friend. It's a little booklet called Segregation or Death by John Casper. Now, I thought that I had been up on almost everybody who'd ever been around in the 60s and 70s fighting first integration. But I had never run across this John Casper, who was from New Jersey. And he was he ended up in prison three different times fighting about this forced integration. He gave protest talks in Nashville and various places in the South. And he wrote this little booklet, Segregation or Death, and of course he covers the Jews pretty well. But and when we come back, I'd like to read a statement that's in the back of this little booklet by Mississippi Senator Theodore G. Bilbo, and what he had to say. He himself wrote a book called Take Your Choice, Separation or Mongrelization.
Wow. When did he write that? Do you know, is there a date on that?
Well, he wrote it before 1947. Now, he died in 46.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'll give you, when we come back, I'll just give you something brief. Yeah.
There's that break over there we talked about coming to. Be right back, people. This hour is really flying by. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
The Ennis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back. Sister Nancy, I believe, she was had some stuff she was reading. And I hope we don't run out of time, because some of the things they said about how evil these people are we're fighting ties right into a movie that my wife went to see. I didn't have time to see it. It was called The Sound of Freedom. She came home crying. She said it'll make you sick, what's going on. I'll tell you about that movie later, but I've been knowing about that for a long time. We used to have Inspector Jim Rothstein out here, and we were talking about Satan worship when I was with the TPC, and talking about sacrifice to the devil. Stuff going on in this country right here, it sounds like a damn horror movie. but it was going on every day in the United States, going on big time. I mean, huge in Washington, D.C. Inspector Rothstein said a conservative, lowball figure was 30-35% of all the representatives in Washington, D.C., take your pick, judges, senators, congressmen, were all involved in a one or more of the above, pedophilia, Satan worship, drug dealing, drug taking. They didn't obey any kind of laws. They would write bad checks. That's back in the day when you have, you know, we didn't have all these credit cards. So they write bad checks, never pick them up. They were just total lawless. And this pedophilia stuff that talked about in this movie, The Sound of Freedom, we'll try to get to that. But Sister Nancy reminded me what my wife said. There's so the evilness, and we talked about this before. We, including myself, I talk about how evil they are, but you can't really comprehend just how really evil they are. It's just because we can't think that way. But just think about if Satan, mm-hmm. how evil Satan is. But anyway, well, back to you, Sister Nancy.
Yeah, I did hear that a lot of people were leaving that program crying. Yeah, that's another thing. They want to blackball that so nobody can see it. But, yeah, I'll just make this. This is just a little something I'll read from this book. Actually, it's a little booklet called Segregation or Death by John Casper. But within on the back page is something. I think I may have read this in the past. It's powerful. But Senator Theodore G. Bilbo. Now, he died in 1947. He was a U.S. senator from Mississippi. And he served in the Senate until his death on May the 24th. On May the 24th of 1938, Bilbo introduced a Back to Africa bill. Believe it or not, at the request of several Negro nationalist organizations. And after his death, Senator William Langer continued to introduce the bill until his death. In 1946, the year before his death, Senator Bilbo published his only book, Take Your Choice, Separation or Mongrelization. And I want to read this paragraph from his book. He says, if our buildings, our highways, our railroads should be wrecked, we could rebuild them. If our cities should be destroyed out of every ruins, we could erect newer and greater ones.
The Germans did.
Even if our armed might should be crushed, we could rear sons who would redeem our power. But if the blood of our white race should become corrupted and mingled with the blood of Africa, then the present greatness of the United States of America would be destroyed, and all hope for civilization would be as impossible for a Negroid America as would be the redemption and restoration of the white man's blood, which had been mixed with that of the Negro. End of quote. And I want to go back to one other quote. Adolf Hitler said, in the blood alone there rests the strength as well as the weakness of man.
You know what? Guess what? I couldn't agree more. Rich Hamlin's a student. Rich Hamlin says Bilbo was his ex's great uncle. He said Rich has been to his graveside outside of Poplarville. He said there's a large Confederate flag on one end of the sarcophagus at the gravesite. He said, and Rich has that book too. You mentioned Sister Nancy. He said, and of course, he said, it's not a surprise at all. The New York Times hated him. But great, that's great work. I tell you, and he was right on, wasn't he? I mean, the man was a prophet. He knew exactly what he was talking about.
In fact, I won't go into that right at the moment, but I have another quote. I'm not going to follow up on it. But this female, Devi Savitri, she's British of a French background. But she also states the same thing, that America is actually doomed, because we are going to be breeding with the Negro. And it's just going to happen. Our country is going to fall because of our breeding with the Negro. At some point, I'll read that another time, maybe. Okay, I think you all you want to go back to.
I'll say, right. It's already happening. It's in process. As we on this radio show today, of course, yeah. But you know, that's chilling words that you read, Miss Nancy, and it's 100% true. And I hope a lot of people hear that, and that should be repeated and voiced over and over again. Those words that you just read, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But you know, something that I failed to mention a while ago, and I'm gonna backtrack just a second about the country singer and his song. You know, if you really want to hear something that would probably make the leftist heads really spin, just do a little Google search or YouTube search of David Allen Coe X-Ray.
Yeah. Yes.
That'll make Jason Aldean's song look like tiddlywinks compared to David Allen Coe. A whole album worth of it too, by the way. So
yes.
But anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, I have a rap song, Rand, and at the break, I'm going to run it by y'all and see if I can sing it over the air without getting us kicked off. It's really a cool rap song. I really do. I made up myself. I borrowed some of the words from some of my black brethren who I worked at the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center. But I think it's really funny. But it's our straight up black brethren, man. I mean, it copies all their words, their mannerism. I think I do a better rap song. I think I out-rap the rappers on this particular tune. But anyway, I'm going to run it by y'all during the break because I don't dare do it now. And because we don't need to get kicked off. We don't need to get deplatformed for the sixth time. But, hey, y'all, also, we need to cover, when we come back, let's cover this, some of the Sound of Freedom. It's really dear to my heart because it goes right back to what we used to talk about was TPC. I think we had the great Inspector Rothstein on Blood River a time or two. I don't even know if he's still alive. I need to get back with him. But all this stuff we're hearing about this child trafficking stuff, that's old hat. The Inspector was talking about that. That was going on. That's been going on for, God, probably 100 years. But he was talking about, he saw it firsthand back in the 60s when he was a beat cop in Manhattan. And he got promoted up the ladder, working with the state and working with the feds. But every time he would start getting close to the higher-ups, like, for instance, Cardinal Spellman, he was hot on the trail of Cardinal Spellman, who was a big pedophile, and he had to hightail it to the Vatican. The Vatican hit him out. And we're talking about, like, I think he was an arch-cardinal. I don't remember if it was in New York. I think it was New York, one of the highest-ranking Catholic people in the United States. But every time he would start getting close to the big boys, just like Senator John DeCamp did when he was in Omaha, Nebraska. Every time they would start getting close to the big dogs, every time a beat cop would start getting close to the big boys, following trails of pedophilia, Satan worship, child sacrifice, they would pull him off the case and put him turn him into a meter maid, putting out parking tickets, or just fire him all out and out. But so. We need to cover that sound of the music when we come back, y'all, and because it totally connects with all this evil crap y'all been talking about. And who is it? It's who is behind it? It's always the same people. Just like Dave Gehary says, give him credit. It's always Jews all the time. If you just like Hitler said, our beloved Hitler, if you come up on a pile of rotting organic material, like say a dead cow, there's maggots rolling out of everything. If you pull the cover back, roll it back, there'll be a Jew underneath it. He was speaking rhetorically that any filth, this pedophilia, this perversion shit coming out of Hollywood. And guess what? The movie, the video was set. Disney had it. Wonderful Disney. And they sat on it for 5 years. So all you people go out there, and I have good friends that go to Disney. You need to get the hell away from Disney, folks. Anyway, people, we'll be right back. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Many Americans believe any new criminal indictment against former President Trump would hurt his chances in the 2024 election. According to a Harvard CAPS Harris poll, 57% of those surveyed think federal charges related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol and attempts to overturn the 2020 election would cost him votes. However, the poll shows an identical majority also think the previous indictment in the classified documents case was aimed at adding drama to the presidential election. Doctors in the Southwest have reported a rise in first, second, and third degree contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas tells 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
The reports of severe burn incidents, some fatal, came from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada, where temperatures have been in triple digits for weeks. South Korea's military is reporting that North Korea fired several rounds of cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea early Saturday morning. In a statement, the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff said intelligence officers of South Korea and the U.S. are investigating. Chinese hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal reports hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. Top artificial intelligence companies in the U.S. have pledged to develop their groundbreaking technology in a responsible manner.
Companies must prioritize the security of their systems by safeguarding their models against cyber threats and managing the risk to our national security and sharing the best practices and industry standards that are necessary.
President Biden assured that the companies have made tangible and sincere commitments. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. Looks like we got about 25, 28 more minutes of the program left. I'm just going to kick off a little bit about this movie my wife went to see. I wanted to see it. It's all the rage. It's called The Sound of Freedom. And I'll read a little bit about this in a minute. But basically, I'm going to go back in history. Back years ago when I was a co-host with TPC, Political Cesspool, used to have this fellow come on by the name of Inspector Jim Rothstein. And I'm just looking at this note passed to me. Inspector Rothstein came on and he talked about what he saw when he was a beat cop in New York. Now, Rothstein originally was from Minnesota. He was in the Navy during the Vietnam War. He was had something to do with the Bay of Pigs. He hated the Kennedys because he thought they sold them out during the Bay of Pigs operation. But after he got out of the Navy, he was a beat cop in Manhattan, and he started noticing so many children coming into these uppity places in Manhattan that the cops there called it the Minnesota Strip, because in Minnesota, Wisconsin, that area of the country, they have a lot of northern Europeans. They have these tall, blue-eyed, blonde, very attractive northern European people and children. And so they would bring them in to Manhattan and sell them off. They actually had auctions there for these kids. They auctioned them off like cattle. And he said, you saw this license tax in Washington, D.C., all these politicians, these rich people coming in and buying these kids. Well, and he was the one, Rothstein was the one that set up the sting operation that busted the Son of Sam. He was the, some people call him the 44 Bulldog Killer. He was a Jew, of course. I think his name was Berkowitz. And I think Alan, I was going on a limb, Alan Berkowitz, but his last name was Berkowitz. He said he was demon-possessed. He said he listened to the devil and heard voices and stuff. And they found out, Rothstein, his people said they found out they were doing humans, they were sacrificing animals in places in this Untermeyer Park. And Untermeyer Park's named after an old Jew. I don't remember Untermeyer's first name, but he was a Christian-hating, just a devilish Jew. And they named this park after him. There's all kind of hideous stuff going on there. Well, that's in history. And if you can get the book, the great book, I'll think of that book in a minute. Senator John DeCamp wrote. Well, the former head of the CIA, William Colby, helped him. The Franklin cover up. It talks about, this is back in the 70s, they're talking about, the 70s and early 80s, when all the Satan worship and witchcraft crap was going on. You would never think in Omaha, Nebraska area. You always think, the swamps of Louisiana and places like that. But all this crap was going on there. And they found out Senator John DeCamp in Nebraska had been tipped off by this Rothstein. It's a long thing. You need to get the book. But they found out all this sex trafficking was going off back then. And they said it went all the way to the White House and above. Dick Cheney was involved in it, according to this book. I mean, so it's nothing new. But now in this movie, this fellow named Ballard, I think his name is Ballard, he was a former Homeland Security special agent. And his passion was rescuing kids from this worldwide sex trafficking trade, child trafficking trade. And so he pointed out that the United States of America is maybe the hotbed of child kidnapping. I won't have time to go into the whole thing, but for one thing, I don't know how people can be so stupid. They set up a fake studio, and they would get people to bring their children there to the studio because they were going to audition them for Hollywood commercials and things like that. Well, these ignorant, stupid people would drop their children off. They would be told, well, you need to come back. Come back this afternoon at 4 o'clock because we'll be through with your children there. They come back at 4 o'clock. The whole building would be empty. No one there. No cameras, no microphones, nothing. And the children would be gone, never be seen again. This fella got into it. This Tim Ballard guy, I think his name was, with the Homeland Security, goes down to Columbia and off into the swamps, the rivers down there, the incredible rainforest where they have these kids tucked away. Some of these areas, the guy in the movie said the government military wouldn't even go. I say send the Marines in, the Army Rangers, and go in. If you want to be a big badass Marine, a big badass Army Ranger, a big badass 10th Mountain Division, go in there and clean that place out. But they take those kids in there. And they do the most sickening things to them. I won't go over. She didn't, my wife was telling me about this movie. And it's a true movie. And here's the point. The mass media, Hollywood, especially Disney, has fought this movie all the way. They talk about how it's all conspiracy theory. They're so bad. They snatch kids off the street. They'll be riding motorcycles and go. I got another note passed to me. These pedophiles will be riding their motorcycles. They're really, really good at it. Running down a motorcycle, grab a kid up and go off one of these high powered motorcycles. Kids never seen again. Well, it's a fact. It's a fact. It cannot be disputed. This pedophilia has been going on. And under, under the watch, right under the nose of the people, that sainted Reagan in the Reagan White House, they had a kid named Johnny Gosh. I remember years ago, he was kidnapped off the streets in Des Moines, Iowa. I remember Inspector Rothstein talked about Johnny Gosh. He was like 12 years old, had a paper out. They captured him, turned him into a Manchurian candidate, used people like that to help. It goes on and on and on. But here's the point. This movie talks what they're talking about is just the proverbial tip of the iceberg, people. It's worldwide. We have a worldwide Satan-driven death cult pedophilia operation is going on in the higher ups in every nation. The higher ups, I don't care what nation it is, they're in the Congress of the United States, they're in your state houses, in your mayor's office, they're in all these transnational corporations. They worship Satan. Just to throw you a bone out there. You remember when President Bush, old man Bush, took office and he talked about 1,000 points of light. We're going to do all these wonderful things, 1,000 points of light. They found out there's a castle in Belgium. It's so secret, no one can get to it. There has been people that have gone in there, you know, snuck in. The cops have gone there a few times looking for missing people. But if they have all kinds of Satan worship in this big castle, it might have been, if you've ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut, I've often wondered if that was the castle they talk about. But at the top of this castle, the very ceiling, there's 1,000 hole, little pinpoint holes in the ceiling where the light can come through. That's what Bush was referring to. But call it a psycho conspiracy theory, but that's it. Here's the final point. What we see, Dr. Stanley Monteith used to say in his great show, bless his heart, he's deceased, that we see in this world is an illusion. Illusion is usually gather as king, and reality is scoffed at. We are run by a worldwide group of Satanists, drug dealing, pedophiles, queers, lesbian, cross-dressing, transsexuals, and ran. Yes, that's why they hate Russia so bad, and ran. Yes, you're right. That's why Rand said a couple of months ago he never thought that the world would have a world war based on perverted sex. And that's why they hate Russia so bad. We're a bunch of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. And I tell you what, I despise them. And that's as far as I'm going to go because I don't want to get kicked off. So, y'all talked about earlier this damn Jew that was wrecking that Jew lover, RFK, over the coals. May he get a dose of it like Stuart Rose did. That's what you're up against. We cannot be civil to these people. They have to be defeated. Now, I'm shutting up. I'm taking up too much time, y'all. Go ahead, Rand, or Nancy, whoever wants to go.
Well, I'd just like to say real quick that the people you're talking about, they're the offspring of Satan. Just like John 8:44 says, they're the offspring of Satan, and they're in control, and you know, go back to that remnant. We just got to stand firm. We got to believe in our Father. And sooner or later, and I think it'll be sooner than later now, these people that Eddie just described are going to be stubble tossed in the fire. Their day's coming, brothers and sisters. Their day is coming. And it can't come too soon. Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
And one more thing, can you believe these kids are messed up? This guy who went in, this fellow was telling you about a minute ago, he rescued some of these kids, and they had to be taken because their little sexual organs are just torn up so bad. They'll be ruined for life. They're mentally and physically destroyed. People, we'll be right back. This is their last commercial break. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the Hare genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Listen, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. I would have heard a comment on this, is this sickening movie, but you know what? The only more sickening thing about it is that we've allowed this stuff to go on. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I just like what Rand had to say about Epstein's list of clients and people that he videoed and people he took photographs of. Of course, my take, I don't know that they were young girls. They were young people. They may not have been infants or toddlers, but, I mean, he was a pervert, of course. And some of the big wigs have been certainly involved with him. It's interesting, like Rand said, that list of clients, people who participated with Epstein, they have not released that list, and of course there's a reason for that, because these are well-known people who have a lot of money. These people were compromised mainly, in my opinion, by the Jewish Mossad. That's the way that Epstein made his money, is probably selling this client list and these videos, as they were a treasure trove of blackmailing potential. And I'm sure that many of these clients were blackmailed. There's no doubt about that, because that's how there was money made by Epstein. My opinion, of course, is he and his girlfriend were just Mossad agents. And of course, this goes back to who's running our country. I mean, I find it so depressing that. Can we find even one candidate who is running for U.S. president who is not obligated to Israel? Can we find even one client? I mean, one potential candidate. I'd like to know who it is. I would like to support one if there is one out there. But that's about all I can say. The story must be horrendous, because I know that people are coming out of viewing this movie and they're in tears.
Yes, they are. Very upsetting. Very upsetting. I'm glad I didn't go see it. But to answer your question, the curious thing with RFK, his brother JFK, although he was pretty much of a race traitor. He wasn't the big race traitor RFK was, but he went along with RFK stuff because RFK was the attorney general. But here's the curious thing. JFK, one of the things I believe got him killed, he was going to shut down that Dimona nuclear plant.
Oh, right. Oh, sure.
In Israel.
That's right.
And he said that the Jews, the Israelis, Jews, same thing, would never be allowed to have atomic bombs. He said they could not have atomic bombs in the Middle East because he knew what they do with them. And yeah, guess what? Well, what, 2 weeks after that? And amongst other things, he's going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He's going to bust the CIA in 1,000 parts. But like the lady in there was a movie Dr. Stanley Monteith used to talk about, the something and other. You know, he said there was just too many clues, But go ahead, Rand. What do you have to say about it, Rand? The Orient Express. What was that? The Orient Express. The murder on the Orient Express. He used to talk about that. Go ahead, Rand.
I've wondered. You bring up a good thing, you know, for people to think about, Eddie. I mean, I've wondered a long time why the Israelis could have nuclear weapons over there. But, you know, if anybody, just for instance, Iran, if they even have a thought of having one, man, the United States is ready to go in there and straighten them out. And, you know, I read where Iran hadn't invaded another country in over 100 years. And, you know, Iranians used to be. Yeah, look at us. That's just like what we talked about before. Look at all the U.S. Naval bases and military bases that are around Russia. I mean, And I don't know if we touched on the air a while ago or not, but, you know, this thing with Russia, it's not about, let's call it like it is, it's not about Russia and Ukraine. It's about Russia and NATO. You know, I mean,
Russia and the Jews.
Yeah, absolutely.
NATO,
which is controlled,
is the Jews.
Absolutely.
But you know, change the subject. Go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say real quick about the Russia, because we're not gonna have time to talk about it much. But you know, the Russians, they're fixing to start blockading the grain. You know, they've allowed that grain to go out of Ukraine up until now. But they're fixing to do blockades in the Black Sea. They're fixing to start boarding ships, inspecting ships. So it's just a matter of time before you have a showdown with NATO warships and Russia warships in the Black Sea. Just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say there's not going to be much left. There probably won't be much farmland left when America has allowed depleted uranium and cluster bombs to be taken into Ukraine against the will of many nations. Many nations have been against these cluster bombs. But this guy, Sullivan, he comes out and talks, a sweet talk about cluster bombs are okay. They're going to be able to control them, blah, blah, blah. How are they going to control depleted uranium? The land will be absolutely of no value once we have all of these armaments laying all over the country and blowing up people's legs and feet and arms and hands. And like I said, I quoted that Chinese military official that said, you know, a tyrant will destroy the nation in order to rule over the ashes of a nation. And that's exactly what we're doing, what we're allowing to happen in Ukraine.
That's a great quote.
It's just, you know, one of the things I wanted to comment on, I think it was kind of funny, RFK was bragging about his uncle, who I hated, Teddy Kennedy, and he was talking about how he had so many bills that he had brought forth. And then I thought, you know, he was such a scoundrel and no good scumbag. And he was also one of the ones that introduced the 1965 immigration bill. And he was involved with the woman who died at his hands. And, you know, I don't think Edward Kennedy was any great guy.
Yeah, he was the hero of Chippewyatt. I think we used to have a radio host that used to introduce the show. He'd say, "Ted Kennedy, the hero of Chippewyatt." And here they go, bubbles, because that lady, she was pregnant, and I just know her name. She died. She drowned. And Ted Kennedy is supposed to be so innocent. He shows up hysterical. He was wet and sobbing and everything. But that was a big stink. Yes, sir. He was a low down piece of garbage. He most certainly was. Yes, sir. He was.
Yep. Well, it's interesting days to live in right now. That's for sure. It's no shortage of things that you get up every day, it seems like, that just make you shake your head and just say, "My goodness, where does all this end?" I mean, it's just and that quote, that's what you read a while ago about the blood. I mean, that ought to sink into every white person, no matter where they're at. They should yes. let that really sink in good right there, because that's the end of it. That's the end of it, you know.
That's true, yeah.
And,
you know, RFK said that he wasn't he didn't adhere to the that displacement theory. But you know what? I don't know how anybody could not. I'll tell you. Here's the anecdotal evidence. I live in that area. If I come out of my house, if I look to the left, we have Colombians living in the house. So there used to be white people. If I look to the right, we have a woman. We have excuse me, from Honduras. They're Hondurans. If you look to the right, and they got 45 kids. If you look to the right, we have a woman from Colombia who used to be shacking up with a Mexican. He's gone. He's got somebody else in there now. But this whole area, this whole subdivision I'm living in here, I'm nailed down here by the IRS, it's all that way. And we have whole sections. I'm talking about 3-4 square miles, 5 square miles of sections of Memphis, Shelby County. They've been totally colonized by these people who can't speak English. They're just overwhelming the infrastructure, the roads. They're constantly having wrecks in Memphis. They dump their trash. You're going down 240 here in Memphis. There's couches, refrigerators, all kinds of crap. They never pick them up. You go in any hospital, like in a hospital today, they have signs up there. Well, we cannot turn you away regardless of your country of origin, race. We can't turn you. Now, we can damn sure turn away to veterans like me, and they can charge you. Free room. And rent and housing subsidies, they're overburdening the school system. I mean, like I'm saying, cities within cities, they're colonizing the United States. And this is so Jewish, so Talmudic to say, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. You're just spouting conspiracy theories. You're actually saying that you believe we're trying to displace you just because you live in an area that used to be 99% white, and now it's 99% colored, that they can't speak English. Well, you dumb son of a bitch. That's a conspiracy. I mean, anybody can see it. I mean, my God. I don't know why RFK, why couldn't he get some balls and say, you're damn right, I'm a white person too. But, like I say, voting is a waste of time, right now until we get, I don't want to sound defeatist, but until we can separate ourselves to see from this country how that'll be come about, it'll be like Rand said, we'll have to have God on our side because they'll never let us separate unless we overpower them, unless we have more guns than they do. But that's it's not going to be peaceful. We're not going to do it peacefully, y'all. So we're about out of time.
I think we're as close to that event happening, Eddie and Miss Nancy, as we ever have been since 1861. I think we're closer now than we ever, and we're getting a little bit closer every day to that division taking place somewhat. And then on the other hand, like Eddie said, it's kind of a little rabbit trail, but it just popped in my mind. You and I was talking the other night, and something come up about the flag, the American flag.
Yeah, we need to cover that. Go ahead, Rand.
It just mind boggles me. And Brother Mark Toomey, he does such a good job of articulating what I'm going to try to say right now about it. But, in short, you've got people that was born and raised in Alabama.
Heart of the Confederacy.
Alabama. Yeah, the cradle of the Confederacy, Eddie. Exactly right. But you will get more backlash out of them or a fight back out of them about saying something about that flag than you
yes.
do if you said something about Jesus Christ.
Mike, you can call their mother a whore, but you call their mother a whore, but you can't insult that birdcage flag. Well, people, we've run completely out of time. I would like to thank you, Miss Nancy, Sister Nancy, and Brother Rand, and Dr. Hill, and thank you, Jay, and Little Lizzie for making this show grow flawlessly. And Nancy and Fran, thank you so much for bailing me out because I was kind of on the ropes today. I wouldn't feel that great, but hey, we soldiered through. But dear Blood River Radio audience, God willing, Blood River Radio family, God willing, we'll be here next week the 29th. I don't know if Gene's going to be back or not, but we'll be here. One of us will be here, God willing. Good night, everybody. Good night, Liz. Good night, Jay. Good night, Dan. Good night, Nancy. Yeah.